Thanks, Brad. Good morning. The flood watch continues for parts of the North Coast through today to Saturday morning. It's a steady stream of rainfall, expected to bring 3 to 8 inches to most areas of Del Norte County, as well as rain-prone areas in Humboldt. They may experience 8 to 12 inches with isolated totals of up to 16. Heavy rain will cause rapid rises in rivers, local and small stream rises, and may impact travel. Plan your activities accordingly. The service cautions you should monitor later forecasts and be alert for possible flood warnings. Those living in areas prone to flooding should be prepared to take actions should floods develop. Reporter Dan Squire has more about the hazardous winter weather. Here's Dan.
A series of storms have made their way through the area, and despite heavy rainfall, county roads have held up pretty well, according to Director of Public Works Tom Mattson.
We survived. You know, we've got some low-lying roads that generally flood, and they are at this time of year. Coffee Creek, Port Canyon out in the Ferndale area. But other than that, we've got no major damage.
The Weather Service expects more heavy rain for tomorrow and Friday, and local rivers are expected to rise to the monitor stage, as is already happening with the Eel River, according to Mattson.
The Eel River is running very, very high, so we've had to pull our ferry service to McCann for the day, as there is a lot of debris coming down the river.
You can expect flooding along small creeks and streams and in low-lying areas or in areas with poor drainage. If you have to travel, make sure to check the Caltrans website for road closures or alerts.
Thanks, Dan. The Federal Department of Education has named Humboldt State's Services Learning Center and the school's Youth Educational Services Program to the President's Higher Educational Community Service Honor Roll. The award recognizes the more than 1,400 HSU students who participate in the programs to assist the local community with food, housing, and education programs. Humboldt State students contributed more than 73 hours of community service alone in just the past year. The California Highway Patrol and the State Office of Traffic Safety announced that the month of April will see the launch of an awareness program highlighting distracted driving. Beginning April 1st, the CHP, as well as local law enforcement agencies, will focus on distracted driving, particularly the use of cell phones by drivers in efforts to make the roads safer. The state will also launch a media and ad campaign reminding drivers that using a handheld cell phone behind the wheel is against the state law. More KINS News. It's after this.
Want to hear some good old-fashioned barbershop harmony? Come to the Arkley Center on April 21st at 7:29 p.m. to hear the Humboldt Harmoniers as we present our Laughter and Love Songs, featuring guest quartet Artistic License, several local groups, and the Humboldt Harmoniers. Tickets are $17. Call a barbershopper or the Arkley Center at 442-1956. That's 7:29 p.m., April 21st, at the Arkley Center.
The scheduled test of the tsunami alert system took place yesterday, and despite some glitches, the results are in, and the test is considered a success. Troy Nicolini of the National Weather Service said the signal went out successfully from his office, and that sirens located up and down the coast did sound the alarm, except for one siren located in Orrick. That siren is between two transmitters, and the engineers are still working out why the signal was not received. You also may have heard a voice from the sky. That's because aircraft flying overhead also are broadcasting the tsunami alert, another way that authorities can use to notify the public of an impending tsunami. Nicolini went on to say that any glitches or problems with the system will be studied and fixed, and that's the reason for the test in the first place. With the KINS of the news, I'm Anthony Mantova.